Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Fertello Talks. I'm your host Nacho, and this week I'm joined by my colleagues
Dan
and RJ,
and we're going to be discussing a topic that's here by popular demand, right? RJ, you've received a number of
back
of
by DMs. Dope demand.
I don't know if it's back, but it's here by demand. It's the topic of gifting watches, giving watches as gifts.
Yes,
to
people
who. To anyone, to loved ones and special
yeah,
friends,
family, loved ones. Yeah. It might be the same, or friends.
Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. We'll dive into the topic. I think we all have varying degrees of experience with mm-hmm. it, but of course, before, let's see what's on the wrist. RJ,
today I'm wearing my Speedmaster Professional Apollo 11 in moonshine gold.
Very nice. Very nice.
Perfect. Which wasn't a gift.
Was not a gift. Definitely not a gift.
Yeah, that would be quite
still
a
hurts.
Gift. My yeah. gosh. Okay. Dan, how about you?
I'm wearing my Cartier Santos Galbe.
Very nice.
XL.
Very, very nice. Also not a gift?
Not a gift.
Gift to yourself?
Gift to myself, yes.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, and I'm also a little bit like you, RJ, but with a little bit less gold. I'm wearing my regular Speedmaster. The reference that I can never remember.
3570.
Yeah, 3570. That's it.
Why
That's
does it. RJ know the reference of your watch?
He's the Speedmaster guy. He knows. He knows. And I forget because I don't know. To me, it's just the Geschwindigkeitsmeister.
Also.
Professionelle Monduhr. Yeah, for those less Teutonically inclined. Just a Speedmaster. Professional. Yep. Moonwatch. On a black NATO.
And did you use wrist butter this morning?
I actually didn't butter up my wrist. We have it here, of course, but maybe that will also
be two unsellable cans.
Exactly. These were the ones used for the photo shoot and used here in the office to make sure all of our wrist shots and wrist rolls are nicely hydrated. So
exactly.
Maybe that will also be back by popular demand. Sometime
be,
in the
yeah.
future. We'll see.
Could
we'll
be
see.
A nice
we'll
gift.
It could be an ideal gift. But in what cases do we think it's appropriate to give a watch as a gift? Are there any? Do you think it's a? Is it a go-to gift for us? I mean, we're all watch guys. Is it a go-to or?
I don't know if it's a go-to gift. I think there's a if you gift your young kids like a Flick Flack or a Swatch, mm-hmm. I don't believe you have to put that much thought into it. To be honest, that can be a gift from a trip or for a Santa Claus or Sinterklaas mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. whatever. But gifting a watch to your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, kids at older age or mm-hmm. other family members or friends. I think that's a very tricky one because a watch, let's say we're talking about expensive watches, right?
Sure. Well, expensive or let's say more yeah, significant than a Flick Flack
that's
or
what
a,
I mean.
Or a Casio.
So like yeah. the Swiss Federation of Exports, they say everything above 500 is a
yeah.
expensive
a luxury watch. Because often those kind of watches are meant as a like a lifelong companion, right? So if you gift a watch that is not the taste or up to someone's liking, it's a bit of a hassle or a burden because you receive such a precious gift and you don't feel comfortable or you don't like to wear it or whatsoever. So it's very difficult because I gifted my then girlfriend, now wife, mm-hmm. a watch when we just, not just met, but I think after a year or so for her birthday, Tag Heuer. And it was a bit of a tricky thing because she didn't have anything with watches back then.
Right.
She
right.
just pointed out that watch at some point in front of a mm-hmm. retailer's window. Oh, that's a nice watch. Then I bought it for her. But it's a bit tricky. And then afterwards, I bought some more watches for her. I even proposed to her with a watch and a ring, of course,
right.
but also with a watch. It was a Rolex Explorer. And but even there, it was not 100%... Because I asked her before that, well, so what type of watches do you like? And she pointed out that Rolex and a Cartier Tank Française, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So I looked at the Cartier Tank Française and there was so much stuff engraved on the back. So you could not put in a personal engraving.
Yeah, true,
so
true. Yeah.
I had a personal engraving in mind. And so then the Rolex was the only other option basically left, which was good because it has a blank case back. But still, because she gave me the option of, like, not option of two watches, she didn't know. She just pointed out those two watches. You still don't know if it's spot on. And then later on, I realized that when she bought a watch herself, it was a watch that I would never gifted her because I never expected that that's a watch that she would really like or love.
Yeah.
So what kind of watch was it?
In the end, because my wife is a bit more sporty, so I always bought her sporty watches, like Speedmasters, the Explorer, the Tag Heuer. And she bought herself, is it a Deville? I don't know, Lady Matic, Omega Lady Matic.
Oh, okay. One. Okay.
With diamonds on the dial, and it's very not sporty.
So, more elegant.
More elegant. So I thought, oh, she's more elegant than I thought. No.
Yeah, but I think that's...
So that's tough. And I bought my dad a watch, a Speedmaster, because I knew he had been looking at those watches since 1969 at the window and never bought one because he always felt, oh, that's too expensive for a watch.
Right.
So in the end, I knew he wanted one so bad, but then I gifted one. But yeah, I think it's tricky because also I get a lot of emails and messages from people that also people that I don't know that just get my number or email address and say, oh, I want to gift my kids a watch because they graduate or whatever, and I want to give them a Rolex. I said, why? Because that will retain its value. Mm. And then my first reaction is, but do you really think if they get a watch from their parents for a specific occasion that they are going to sell that watch? So
that's the thing.
The resale value is of no importance here, I feel. I think if you sell the watch that you got from your dad or your mom, then you're no good.
Yeah. It's kind of that's the thing. So I think you raised several good points, including the fact that when you do pick a watch for somebody, it's quite an imposition, right? It's a bit like going to somebody's housewarming party and bringing them a huge piece of art or something that's like a decoration.
Exactly. And that can
you
be
don't know what their taste is necessarily, and then it's a bit it puts you in this awkward position where you think, oh God, now I have to hang this in my house somewhere, or do I have to put this on display?
Yeah, but maybe that's exactly the reason why those parents are thinking, well, even if they don't like it, at least it keeps its value.
Yeah, perhaps. But then in this particular case, it was on the phone, so he got my number through a friend. And then I said, why don't you, because it's such a big gift, it was important to him to gift his one son or two sons watches. I said, why don't you take them to the retailer and let them pick a watch
exactly
that they would love to wear for the rest of their lives?
Exactly. And that's the other thing. Their taste might develop and change over time, right?
So they
might get something and then regret it later on. Yeah. The thing is, it's ultimately that when a watch is given to you as a gift, there's also that sort of emotional connection and that sort of additional value, right? I mean, you can talk about perhaps if we received a graduation watch, you got your date just right. That was a graduation gift. I believe my parents got me a Casio Edifice something. Yeah. It was a great watch for when I was leaving my bachelor's degree. I was already a little bit down the rabbit hole back then. And I still wore that watch because it was probably the nicest I had at the time as a student. And of course I would never sell it, right? It doesn't matter whether it retains its value or not.
Exactly.
It's still a sort of a souvenir of a very specific time, and with the added meaning of having been a gift from my parents. So it's one of those things where it really sticks, right? Like if you give somebody a watch as a gift.
I do have to add that I picked out a day just.
Right.
So my mom wanted to gift me a watch for my graduation, and then I picked a day just. So I did that myself, basically. Yeah. And that's also why.
Right.
At least I was given the choice, basically.
And you don't have the surprise, but at the same time, at least you get something that you never... regret or that you suddenly get and you don't...
Well, the surprise effect is quickly gone, of course.
Yeah.
And the watch will be there for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's more about the gesture, I guess, that you get something from your parents for a significant event in your life. And it's not that much about the surprise anymore.
And there's also a difference, so based on the messages that I get, and perhaps you as well, it's also a lot of heritage watches, so watches that are like handed down, basically.
Yeah, heirloom watches.
And that's fine. You don't have an option. That's your watch. It can also be a burden, but then you just receive that watch as a heirloom, like you say. Yeah. But if you really want to buy someone a watch, that's so incredibly difficult. And even I mentioned the example of my wife because I know her very well. And then in the end, she still buys a watch that I would never got her myself.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of it was for me a point also. You always should give them the option. What watch do you want? Let's buy it together or have a look at this retailer or boutique.
Definitely.
I think that works best.
It is true that when you gift someone a watch, you do also the giver or me in this case to my wife. Mm-hmm. I also a little bit want it to be a surprise or for it to be a nice experience, at least to pick up the watch or to go somewhere. So I chose to, we talked about it and she said that the Cartier Tank would be a nice option for her. Mm-hmm. So it was the time that the Tank Solar Beat was coming out. And I tried to order it in Paris. So it would be like, it was for her birthday, but I wanted it to be a little bit of a romantic experience. So I booked a hotel in a weekend in Paris, and I made sure that the watch was ready for her there. And then the watch itself wasn't really a surprise, but the trip there and the experience there and picking up the watch was a surprise.
Well, it already gives it some good memories, right? It already becomes this souvenir and beyond a luxury product or a luxury object, it becomes a meaningful one, which I think is everything that you can hope for when you gift somebody a watch. And whether you achieve that with an experience like this or with an engraving or that kind of thing, I think that there's no wrong way. And do you have any other experiences in either receiving or giving watches as a gift?
Not yet, no. I would love to receive more watches if you're watching this. But no, gifting, my kids are quite young, so 4 and 5, so they weren't really ready for a watch right now. But my daughter is turning 6 very soon. So I think she's ready to, she's starting to look at the clock and see what time it is. So it might be the right time to give her a watch for her birthday. But it will, definitely be something less significant than a Rolex.
You really can't go wrong with Swatch and Flick Flack. I mean, I'm sure that I had before the first, I always say my first watch was a F91W. That's the first watch that I remember. But I'm almost no beyond any doubt that I had some sort of as a really small kid, some sort of Flick Flack or that kind of thing.
Yeah,
which is just a great choice because it's affordable. Kids really like the brightly colored, different themes that are available.
Yeah, but for kids, it's not that.
But it was funny. Even there, I was surprised because at the airport, there's always a Swatch boutique with Flick Flacks.
Yeah.
And we walked by with my kids and I asked them, like, which one do you like? So I thought it was going to be the most colorful one or the one maybe they don't have really diamonds but shiny stuff on the dial.
Yeah.
And they were more like, the one with the robots. And then really no colors at all or something. Yeah. And even there, with your wife it's difficult, but with your kids it's maybe even more difficult.
Yeah, but with kids they might like something different the next day already. So it's a bit... I think for kids, it's just also a fun experience. And I have my first watch, which was also a Casio, W14. And I still have it. It's in my drawer here in the office.
Nice.
And needs a new battery. And but I don't really have, I have memories of that watch. So that makes so that's the connection, basically. Mm-hmm. I exactly remember when I got it and where I got it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. But I have to say, the Datejust is something else that you then... get for your graduation.
Definitely.
I actually remember that my parents took me to a shop to pick out a Flick Flack when I was younger. I don't know what age I was, but...
25.
Yeah, exactly. But they wanted to make sure that I liked the watch and I wasn't going to wear it.
Yeah. But like you say, you might have some expectations, especially in regards to, what your kids might like. And if you were just to pick it out by yourself and give it to them as a gift, you could easily get it wrong. Also, when not faced with choice, you might just see it and really like it.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're faced with this wall of colorful watches, then hey, you never know what's going to be the right pick. So other than for like, let's say, what have we covered? We've covered graduations, we've covered proposals or weddings, and
birthdays. Well, I received a watch from my wife for my first Father's Day.
Oh,
2013, nice. When my daughter Charlotte was born. I think one of the first Sundays after there was a Father's Day in the Netherlands. And I think that it's different around the world, the dates.
Yeah, there's a couple different dates, I think. Yeah.
And it was funny because my wife bought me a watch. And also in hindsight, later on I heard how it went down. She also didn't know what to buy me, basically. She wanted to buy a watch, but she didn't know what kind of watch because she didn't know exactly what I have or had.
Yeah, yeah. Very and the important. Gold Speedmaster hadn't come out yet, so.
No, not yet. Of course. That's, and... But then she got in touch with our colleague Gerard, who's also a Speedmaster collector, and he knew about my collection. So he helped my wife to pick one. And in the end, I also have to say, it's because it's the Speedmaster, and I do like it. It's the Broad Arrow.
Very nice.
359 4.50. That it doesn't matter that much in the end which one it is, but I do like it. But it does have this kind of emotional value to me, regardless what kind of watch it is. So that's super nice. And at the same time, I bought her a watch. My one of my friends, he's in London. He said, "Oh, you need to get her a push present." I never heard of the expression, but it's an expression.
Right. Yeah.
So I bought my wife a Speedmaster as well. So we gifted each other Speedmasters without knowing it.
Oh, that's nice.
So
that's
that was really kind of neat. And for Father's Day or Mother's Day, I think you can buy a watch.
It's for like marking significant events, basically.
Yeah,
I mean, that's I can tell you that the one sort of experience recently for me was when my mother turned 60 last year. It was basically my father and I came together and we did a little bit of research, and she had always wanted to have a Cartier tank. So, we did our research and we had set a budget and we, you know, managed to get her that gift. And, you know, of course it was really meaningful to her and she wears it, on special occasions and really enjoys it, you know? So it's also, this was something that she had been mentioning for many, many years. She would say, "Oh, my dream watch would be a Cartier tank." So it had been something that she'd been saying since I was a kid, basically. And, so that was nice to also bring it back full circle. And, obviously, you know, my dad sort of relied on what I knew about watches and my experience in buying watches, also pre-owned, in order to be able to get a good deal on that. And so that was. But that's the thing; you kind of have to know either from knowing the person well enough, or from basically allowing them the choice, or from perhaps speaking to a close friend of the person who you're buying the gift for. It's good to always have a bit of an idea. Of what kind of watch you should get the person.
So question
or include
for you.
A gift receipt.
Yeah.
Then you can
exchange. Exactly. That's my question for you. Okay. If someone would buy you a watch that you don't like, let's say just hypothetical, it's a Bellaros.
Oh.
a square one, and you really don't like that watch. I know you do, but in this example, you really don't like that watch. You get the receipt. What do you do? And it's not from your mom or dad, or it's from a friend or an uncle. No, let's say it's an uncle.
An uncle. Okay. Yeah, it's a good question. I think, to be honest, if they've given you the gift receipt, it's implicit, "Hey, I'm giving you this, you know, I'm not sure if it's your thing."
That's a good one.
I think then I wouldn't feel bad.
But let's say they engraved it.
Oh, well, come on, but then you can't give me. Then the gift receipt is null and void, right?
Okay, you get a beautiful Bellin Ross in purple with a yellow dial, and there's no receipt.
Okay.
Will it be on Chrono 24 a week later?
Not a week later. And not 2 weeks later. No, I think, to be honest, if it's a gift... I would personally probably keep it, to be honest. It's also the thing with a gift is that sometimes it also opens up the realm of something that's totally new to you. I mean, a purple Bellin Ross with a yellow dial is a you know, difficult for just about anybody. But you know, I mean, it might be something a little bit unexpected, right? And you know, maybe you grow to like it, maybe you don't, but I think keeping it is probably easier than facing a pretty awkward you know, Christmas dinner. Hey, where's that watch I got you? Oh, oops. You know, I mean, it's.
I had once, I think it was for my 28th birthday or something. And it was for a birthday. And then my wife, I think then girlfriend, gifted me a Mont Blanc pen, fountain pen. Mm-hmm. But it was from this it's not a Meisterstück, it's the other collection. Like they have the Starwalker and the other models.
Right, right.
I don't know
the name, but I know what you mean.
Don't know the model, the collection. But I thought, yeah, I have like one very similar. It's a little bit different, but I have one that is very similar. I thought, yeah, it's also a pity that I have two pens that are so similar. Yeah. And I was not collecting pens at the time. So I asked, can we exchange it? And then we did. We went here to Ackermann, the famous fountain pen shop in The Hague. And then I exchanged it for a Pelican M800.
Very nice.
805. And still, I have to hear about this from my wife once in a while. You exchanged that gift for something else. Yeah.
So that's also the thing. You got to know the person you're working with, right? I mean, if it's somebody who truly doesn't mind, but that's another thing. Maybe ask and see.
She does it with the
room a little bit.
With a wink. But
of course.
Yeah. But you have to be very bit cautious, I would say.
Yeah.
You could even sell the watch and get the other one something.
But also,
the money you got from
exactly.
The
but it also, perhaps it goes in both ways. If you gift something special to someone, and that can be a 500 euro watch or a 5,000 euro watch or something in between or more, that you keep in mind that perhaps it's not exactly what the person wants to have. And then keep in mind, I'm very open to exchange it to someone that he or she will truly love and wear. Because that's perhaps more rewarding than gifting someone a watch that he or she then never wears.
Yeah, it's always better, I would say, to make the informed decision, to make the informed choice. I also bought my dad a Citizen Diver, the NY0040. Classic Diver was around, I think, since a year after the classic Seiko SKX. And he had seen mine on my wrist and had said, oh, I really like that watch. It's automatic. Oh, that's really cool. And so I knew that I had gotten mine also pre-owned relatively cheap on eBay Kleinanzeigen. Oh, of course. Back in the German days. And I had my eyes open for one and basically got him one for his own, which was also nice to then sort of have the same watch as my dad. So that was another sort of experience of this kind of thing. And then with my girlfriend, I haven't ever gotten her anything that's overly expensive. Mm-hmm. Also for fear of because she's not necessarily like a watch person. So she really wears her watches. Mm-hmm. So she's not going to be super precious with them. So for me, I'm always a little bit worried of like, if I get her something that's sort of super nice, it might end up getting a little bit chewed up. But at the same time, I've bought her a few mechanical watches and she really enjoys them. So, you know, it's again, you have to kind of know your audience and perhaps someday there will be, a special birthday or something like that, a special occasion to get her like a first serious watch. But it would absolutely have to be an informed decision.
Yeah. You got her the Moose watch as well, right?
Yeah, that's no, but I think no. She paid for that herself.
Oh, okay.
No, I got it for her. She placed an order through me, basically. Ah, okay. Let's say. Okay. Yeah. But
so I think in the end we could say that gifting watches is a wonderful thing to do.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's just the stakes are a little bit higher because
stakes
the price
higher.
Tends to be a little bit higher.
And you have to do it in an informed way.
Yeah.
And perhaps take that special someone. Along in the journey of buying this watch.
Yeah, it's still a very nice gesture, even though their surprise is not there anymore.
Definitely.
But I think the surprise is also in the fact that they will receive a nice watch.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
So that could be the surprise as such. And then like you did with your wife, then make it a nice experience.
Yeah. And you can be quite subtle about it. You could go to, I mean, if you're listening to this, chances are you're already quite a watch enthusiast. So you stop in front of every window display as you're walking through town, right? And you look at what's there and you go, well, which one do you like? You know, that kind of thing. Oh, I really like that one. I really like that one. And then, you know, there's ways of gauging to make the decision. And then I would say, of course, if you are afraid that it might not be exactly to this person's taste, don't be too against the idea that they exchange it for something else, right? It shouldn't be an issue, especially if you're able to give them some sort of gift ticket or something like that, and in the end it's the thought that counts. And what would be your recommendation? Let's say, like, if somebody
to have it engraved so they can never sell it again.
Exactly. It's for life. The watch is for life. But let's say, like, your kid is turning 16 or 18 and you want to get them like a first good mechanical watch. Let's say you're aiming under 1,000, under 2,000, right? Like, still something that they don't have to be super precious with. What would be your go-to? Just off the top of your head.
Well, if I look at my daughter, and if she will, she will, I hope, turn 18, I think 16 or 18, I find a little bit young for an expensive gift. And I think under 1,000 and they turn 16 or 18, okay, you can do something there, I guess. Then it would totally up to her. For now, I cannot say what she would like, to be honest. I really don't know. She looks at very colorful things and swatches and some stuff. But I think if I would give something like really meaningful, and that doesn't have to relate to price, but then I think I would wait a little bit longer, perhaps until she graduates and start her like a working life. And then she's also like adult, basically. So how someone...
She's more responsible.
How the taste developed, and she's perhaps a bit more responsible, and she's always welcome to pick one of my Speedmasters. But I also don't want to force those kind of things upon her.
So yeah,
if she's totally against that, then. But it's basically what she would like. For now, I think a Rolex or Cartier or Omega that would be nice, but. She needs to be responsible with it. That would be my
condition for a nice watch.
Yeah,
and I think you can then get the feel of you know that person at that time in life and how responsible they are being.
Would be super difficult to already tell now.
Of course,
10 years in advance, more or less. Yeah. Okay, this is the watch for her. Yeah. I really don't know.
Yeah, but I think some go-to options, like, because people ask, right? And I think there's some watches that are almost even meant to be given as gifts, right? Like the Nomos, for example, has the Club Campus, which is on purpose with a closed case back so that you can engrave whatever you want on it. And, we hear a lot from Hamilton. That the khaki automatic or the khaki field mechanical.
They also offer engraving.
They offer engraving. Website, so those are super, super popular. Yeah. We've heard stories of some engravings that we won't say on the podcast.
Yeah.
But hey, you can put anything on there and clearly, but it's, I think that those are good options as well. And, I think.
I think what you said earlier, OU, is that it's something that they need to, their taste can change, of course.
Yeah.
Of years so perhaps it would be good or interesting to consider a watch that is rather timeless. That's perhaps what I also mentioned, like a Cartier or Rolex Omega something that's just a bit more timeless, because if you give them a watch that is from the now, that might be something that they don't enjoy 5 or 10 or 15 years later.
Say a purple Bell & Ross with a
for example
now. That's a bit of the now. That's a bit that's not timeless.
Yeah.
Perfect. Maybe even something from their birth year.
Yeah, that's also nice. That's a nice way
not
to go.
Not a new watch, but a vintage watch.
Yeah, well,
a neo vintage.
So, my daughter's not watching or listening anyway. But so I bought a watch in 2013 with that reason that I thought. And of course, my wife got her Speedmaster in 2013. It's stamped on the day of birth, so that could be something to hand over.
Yeah.
And that I think that's also a nice thought, but that is more like a heirloom thing, or that you then gift. I tried to correct that in when I was born in 77, my dad didn't buy a watch in 77 for me. And then I bought watches for my year of birth. I bought several ones, a Submariner. I had a GMT Master 1675. I bought a new old stock Speedmaster from 77. But there's no connection. I realized there's no connection because you try to correct something or do something that wasn't there in the past. So it would be different if my dad bought a Speedmaster or a Rolex or whatever in 77 and would gift it to me later on at some point. And now you try to
compensate.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense because I have no emotional connection with that watch from 77, not with the Submariner, not with the GMT Master, because first I thought, well, perhaps it's because it's those watches and I don't really have an emotional connection to those models. I do have to the Speedmaster, but it also didn't work.
Yeah, it's like heirloom.
It's a bit of a fake heirloom kind of thing.
And we have the advantage, though, as watch enthusiasts to be a little bit mindful and to kind of make that happen. Because that's the thing. I mean, for me, it's also, I come from a family where there hasn't been a special interest in watches. And I have a couple of my grandparents' watches, and they're nothing super fancy, nothing super special, but they're special to me because obviously with having that connection. But you know, us as watch enthusiasts and as let's say like really at the forefront of watch enthusiasm, you have the opportunity to almost create that. And I think that is a good way to go about it, right? Like either gift one of your personal watches to a child or purchase something on their birth year for them ahead of time.
Yeah. That's so let's say a little Nacho is born and you are going to buy a watch on that day or date or year. Will you wear the watch or will you put it in the safe and keep it for 18 years in the safe?
So that's a good, definitely for more than 8 years, I think.
18, sorry. Yeah,
18. imagine. Well, we see that actually. I was going to talk about this, the when you see celebrities with like toddlers basically wearing gold Rolexes and all that stuff. DJ Khaled and the Kardashians and all that. It's
Lil Klein.
Let's not encourage that behavior. It's not good. But yeah, it's a good question. Does it have more meaning when it's been sitting in the safe, or does it have more meaning when your father's or mother or whoever has been wearing it for those years? I don't know. I think I think personally I'd rather wear it, to be honest, because then it really feels like it's something that's really attached to that person.
Your kids might see you with the watch and remember you when you look at the watch.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's look, I just pulled this out of the safe and it needs a service now. So,
and it's also a kind of a
it's
fun cost
thing. You. Yeah.
Imagine, because when my wife wears her Speedmaster from my daughter's year of birth, 2013. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my wife says, this will be for you at some point. And I think it's also nice to have those kind
definitely,
of...
Definitely, to have that to look forward to.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Totally takes a surprise away, but...
Yeah, that's true.
But it's no less meaningful. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's the key. It's to really strike the balance between getting it right, having some special meaning, and making sure that it's the right moment.
The angle is not to disencourage... Is that a word?
Discourage.
Discourage people to buy a watch for someone else. I think you have to put a lot of thought into it, and that's not wrong to inform someone. Yep. I want to give you a watch, but I want to make sure it's done right.
Exactly.
Yep. Let's do it together.
And not every gift has to be something overly expensive, right? I mean, the dive watch I bought for my dad was, probably at that time under 100 euros.
No, it has nothing to do with price or something.
I paid the same for mine, and you know, it's no less meaningful and it's no less special. Exactly. And you know, it's always cool when we're together that we're both wearing that same watch. And I also gave him a Vostok Amphibia. It was one of the first mechanical watches I bought for myself back in the day. I modded it a little bit. I brushed the case, changed the bezel, all that stuff. Picture is overlaid on the video podcast, of course. So that's also, you know, one that he likes and wears quite often. So but it's hard to go wrong, and there's plenty of ways to avoid going wrong.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's
and I also have to, it's like you say, it's also fun to see someone and that they enjoy that watch.
Oh yeah, for
like
sure.
My dad, he enjoys wearing that Speedmaster so much. It's so nice to see.
Yeah, that's very cool. Perfect. So good. Let's go back to our comment of the week last week, which comes from Ahmed Arnab 954, who says, "It's lacquer dial. You guys are lost without Robert."
Correct.
Yes. So you are here today. Today we are not
lost.
It's a lacquer dial, referring to the white dial, the Speedy, of course.
Craig White.
Yeah. And we give this week an additional shout out to JSterling26 for his Fertello fashion watch breakdown of all of our
podcasts. Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Where he gives a little analysis on what we're wearing on
the
Very good. It's always,
we get a lot of comments on that.
Yeah, it always.
I always have to put the badge in. Not today.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
No, but perfect. So thanks, guys. Thanks, guys, for joining. joining for the discussion. And as always, make sure to like, subscribe, and tune in next week for another episode of Fertello Talks. See you then.